signed one.
Friday. Sport.
Welcome and good evening. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. As ever, we start with the Dons, but no game until Tuesday evening when we travel to Partick Thistle after Wednesday night's win at Tannadice. And after that somewhat controversial game, Dave, you chatted to the manager.
Yes, Dave, and Derek chose his words carefully, shall we say, when I spoke to him at Tannadice about Mr. Madden.
What I felt at the time was how I feel now. You know, I think that I thought the goal should have stood. I was then aggrieved that he was pulling it back for the penalty. We didn't even get the penalty, and my player gets booked for simulation, which was for me clearly not the case, you know. And I think it was a big call. Thankfully, we don't need to dwell on it too much, but it hasn't had a bearing on the outcome of the game, you know. And I think that if we get that second goal, I thought that we had a real stranglehold of the game then. I thought United were struggling to get out. I think if we get the second goal, as we should do, I think then the game becomes less maybe nervy, and we go and make more of that. I think it was a lifeline for United, to be honest, at that stage. I apologise for my part in that, you know. And, like I say, I don't want to dwell too much on that. I think I was wrong, and I think the referee was wrong. That was my view on it. But I spoke to Bobby and the officials and apologised.
So, as we know, just 4 points in it with 10 games left, but the manager, as you'd expect, is refusing to get carried away.
Well, it's important to win tonight for our point of view. We felt that we needlessly shipped 2 points at the weekend. You know, we were very comfortable. 2 minutes to go, we gifted a penalty. And when you see the players working so hard and they're so committed and they don't get the reward for that as they did on Saturday, there was a lot of anger and frustration, and it was important we showed that tonight in our performance. The performance was good, but the result was more than the performance tonight. The result was everything. And so when you get the 3 points, we're just delighted with our work. We move on with 10 games to go, got a 10 game season, and we're confident that we can win games that can keep everybody interested. I think we have been given every encouragement, you know, from the last couple of results. People spoke about that we hadn't maximised Saturday's opportunity, and we didn't. There was a missed opportunity, but we did say there was still plenty of points to play for. It's our job to try and get as many of those as possible, and hopefully I'm still getting asked the question you just asked over the next few weeks. But for us to be asked that, I feel we have to keep winning.
And Dave, you also made efforts to get Barry Robson drawn into title talk.
That's correct, Dave, but the veteran midfielder was having none of it.
What are you trying to get me to say? I didn't think I'm a 17-year-old boy again.
No, I don't. That's my point. First did you.
I mean, you might want to be. I might want to go on holiday. You just don't know, do you? Listen, we're just going to take every game. What we've got left? 10 games. And what's the point difference now? See, I've not even looked at the league. I've not even looked at the league, and I'm not even interested in looking at the league. So we'll see how it goes. We've got a big game against Partick Thistle. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll see what we can do there.
And Barry says they'll focus on things game by game.
We're expected to be getting closer to the points tally we're at, because we've got some good players and we've got a good management team, and the fans have backed as well. So we knew that we had a good team, and we knew that the points that we were needing to get, and we're pretty close to that. So if that takes us to where we want to go, well, where do you think we want to go?
When you say
it. No, you don't hear me say that. No. And it is, it's all cliche, and it's what everybody always says. And I've been here before with Celtic, we were 9 points behind back in the day, and we called it back, and a lot of it is down to desire, mentality, work rate, fitness. It takes everything to be a top team, and I think we showed that we work for each other, we're well organised, and we did well. But it's a long, long way to go, we know that, and we know the quality of Celtic, and we know that they've got top players, and we know that budget wise and all the rest of it. But I'll tell you one thing, we do know we've got a great spirit, a great group of players who are fit, work hard for each other, and we're doing the best we can to get as many results as we can to end the season.
Good evening, this is Friday Sport on North Sound 1. I'm Dave McDermott, joining me Andrew Shiney and of course Dave Galloway. And Andrew, back to Wednesday night. It was a strange game, and yet again we seem to be focusing on the man in the middle.
Yeah, I think if the man in the middle had done his job properly, we would have been talking about a far more comfortable win. But it was a very good win. Let's not take away anything from the team's performance. They dominated the first half, could have been two or three goals better off than they were at the interval. And then they managed the game very well in the second half when United threw everything at us. Scott Brown had to make a couple of very good saves towards the end. But yeah, unfortunately, the main focus again was on Bobby Madden for that bizarre decision, which, to be perfectly honest, I still can't work out what was going through his head. And unfortunately, the SFA and Bobby Madden won't come out and explain the decision so that it would clear matters up. It seemed an obvious penalty, and I thought he'd played a good advantage. Then it's a goal, and then he pulls it back and penalises Graham Shinney for a dive, which no way on earth could that ever be construed as a dive. And speaking to players afterwards, they were as mystified by it all as we were. And in fact, I think even Gavin Gunning, who clattered into Graham Shinney, admitted to fellow players that he knew what he was doing, he knew what he had done, and he couldn't understand which planet Bobby Madden was on for that split second.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, having watched it now at every conceivable angle that was filmed, I can understand why a penalty wasn't given, because you could say that Gunning was trying to get out and clattered into Shinney, but equally there was no way that Shinney tried to dive.
No.
And you know, you do feel, had the goal, had the referee refereed it properly, allowed the goal as it should have, you do feel Aberdeen were an easy street at that point because they were so far ahead of United.
I would agree with that, Dave, because United, commendable battling spirit that they're displaying, I think, if Aberdeen had got that second goal, United might have crumbled and Aberdeen might have ended up winning 3 or 4 nil.
And just to before we leave the referee, also for the way he actually booked Shinney, nobody in the ground knew that Graham was being booked, because he did not help himself by looking as though he was carding one of the United defenders,
like Donaldson
we thought. Yeah. And just as you say, everybody was just mystified for a wee while as to what earth was going on.
That was a problem. I mean, he could have pulled Graham Shinney aside and made the motion of diving and shown him the yellow card, and then everybody would have understood what it was that he was thinking. Wouldn't necessarily have agreed with it, but at least we would have known what it was about. But everybody was absolutely mystified as soon as the halftime whistle went up in the gantry. All the media that were up there were turning to each other going, what on earth was that all about? And it doesn't portray the Scottish game in a good light, but the most important thing was, as Derek said, it didn't have a bearing on the outcome of the game. And you know, that was a massive victory for Aberdeen, given the fact that Celtic dropped points again.
And of course now, we'll come to the Celtic game later in the show, but the Dons on league action again on Tuesday night, and the chance to really put that psychological blow home by reducing the gap even further.
Yeah, what a great incentive. Can't wait for that game, and I'm sure there'll be another big Red Army making its way to Glasgow. The other night, I think we showed great strength, physical and mental strength, to stand up to Dundee United, and that sort of attitude will stand us in good stead.
In terms of the game itself, come Tuesday night, there's also an outside chance that Johnny Hayes, he's back in training, all being well, he may be involved, and that's a great boost for the club as well.
It is. There's no getting away from it. Johnny Hayes is a vital part of the Aberdeen side, but you have to give credit to the guys that have come in when he's been out, and his absence, although it's been noticeable at times, has been pretty well masked. I thought Peter Pollock was excellent on Wednesday night, doing, as Russell Anderson described to us in the commentary, as a lot of the dirty work. And you know, I think the strength of the squad has been shown in recent weeks. And we've got to mention the old boy that you had on earlier on, Barry Robson. Fantastic performance from him. Mm. I mean, showing the enthusiasm, the desire, everything that he showed on Wednesday night is what you want to see replicated amongst every other member of the squad, and then we've got a great chance of winning.
Yeah, and 37, the first start of the season, he did not show any lack of match practice, did he?
He was the boss out on the park. He just bossed play. His use of the ball, absolutely outstanding. As we know, the legs maybe have gone a wee bit, but the mind is still very, very sharp.
Yeah, and I'm sure even Derek was probably quite pleasantly surprised. I mean, he said it was to the media afterwards, the type of game that he felt Barry would revel in, but I'm sure he must have been even surprised just how much he dominated that game in the middle of the park.
Well, he did, and that was where the battle was won, because United play with three at the back, five across the midfield, so you know it's going to be an area where you've got to get the better of them. And a few people actually commented on the fact that Ryan Jack looked a lot more comfortable having Barry alongside him. It's probably because his left ear is probably shredded now with all the advice that would have been coming across to him from Barry. But having the right foot, left foot combination in there worked a treat. But it was a game for the squad. And again, Simon Church,
with
the vital goal. We do know that Adam Rooney is out for a number of weeks, and his goals will be missed, but Simon Church is coming in and doing a very Rooney-like job. I think he's managed to get his combined yardage up to about 8 now for his 3 goals for the Dons, but he gets himself in the right positions. He's just the same as Adam.
He's got that instinct.
He has. It'll be a different game on Tuesday night against Partick Thistle side that will want to play football much more than United did. I thought United were very route one, but we handled that. It might be that there's a wee bit more room to play on Tuesday night at Fir Hill, but I think Thistle will be as dangerous as United were in terms of what they're going to, the problem, the obstacle they're going to put in front of us.
Okay, prediction, Andrew?
I think we're good enough that, and as everybody's saying, it's a 10 game season now, we're certainly good enough to go down there and win. Thistle, remember, haven't scored against Aberdeen for absolutely ages.
Okay, are you going to be give us a score, Dave, unlike Andrew?
I'll go for 2-0 Aberdeen.
Okay, 2-0. We'll go interactive and take a look at the rest of the weekend games after these. Friday Sports. This is North Sound 1. Welcome back to Friday Sport. Well, you won't get to anybody in the Pittodrie camp talking about the title race, but others might, including Paul Hartley and Kevin Holt from Dundee and Paul Dixon from United.
There is a title challenge. 4 points says that. Still to play each other. Anything can happen. 10 games to go. Probably both teams can't afford too many slip-ups. But it's great. I think it's great for Scottish football.
Yeah, definitely. I think when we played Aberdeen this year, they've been brilliant. When we played them, and I think even the games against Celtic, they've proved they can hold their own. I think all the pressure's definitely on Celtic now to maintain their lead at the top, but Aberdeen are definitely up there challenging, so it's good to see when Rangers are there that another team can step in and give them a challenge.
Aberdeen are a good team. They're clearly going to push Celtic even further this season, I think, and I hope they do.
Well, they think there's a title challenge, and Dave, the other team involved in that challenge are also conceding that it's not a one-horse race.
Very much so, Dave. Under fire, Celtic boss Ronnie Dyla, he admits they could lose their grip on the title if they don't get their act together.
Yes, that's for sure. Not to think about it. We know we need to be at a totally different level, but we know also how good we can be when we are not at our best, so it's about details, it's about getting the good feeling back again, and you know that we have to look forward to every game.
Yep, Ronnie Dyla there admitting that Aberdeen are very much in the title race. Now let's go interactive. Now our topic, after Wednesday night's results, how do you rate Aberdeen's title chances, Dave?
Well, it's Mondo Notion's turn first. I've been close to ripping up my Dons to win the league coupon a few times in the last month or so, but going to see it out now. I think AFC number one, it's on. I'm dreaming. I think he speaks for a lot of us. One game at a time, says Aberdeen Arnold. And Gospel of Thomas tells us, check out what Celtic are saying. Their team is all over the place. Real, real good chance for us. We should insist on a foreign referee, and if it's Colm, we should just boycott.
Yes, a bit extreme, I would say. We'll stay with you for the poll, Dave. Should Aberdeen try and sign Simon Church on a permanent deal in the summer?
Yes, 75%. No, 25%.
Hmm. Surprisingly low, I would have thought, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure what his contract situation is at MK Dons, but, you know, he's showing that he's capable of doing a job up here, and if there's an opportunity, he likes it up here. He's enjoying his time at Aberdeen. If there's an opportunity there, I'm sure Derek will be investigating it fully.
Well, the main focus this weekend is, of course, on the Scottish Cup quarter-final ties, starting with tomorrow and the lunchtime clash, Dave. Rangers against Dundee. Interesting one.
Oh, that's a very tasty one, isn't it? I fancy Dundee there. I think they'll have too much firepower for Rangers. I'll take them to win 2-0.
Well, given Dundee reserves got a draw at Parkhead, you'd have thought their first team might
correct.
Do even better. For the second week in the trot, Ross County against Dundee United. I don't think we'll see the same outcome as we did in the league.
I don't think so, but it wouldn't surprise me if it went to a replay down at Tannadice. I think they're fairly evenly matched,
and
so I'm going to go for a draw.
And who's going
to
win the replay?
And if it goes to Tannadice, I just have a feeling United could go all the way this season
and
still be relegated.
Yeah. Not what they'd want, I would have thought. On Sunday, Celtic against Morton, Dave.
It's got to be Celtic. The heart says one thing, the head says the other, really. I think if Celtic don't win that will be Dyla's last game, but I think they'll win 3-0.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons. I think most Aberdeen fans want Celtic to win that game. You just gave one of the reasons, I think. And on Sunday, Hibs against Inverness, Andrew.
Goodness only knows what sort of Hibs is going to turn up, because they're in free fall at the moment. Inverness, always difficult to beat. I think Inverness will keep their grip on the Scottish Cup for at least one round more. So it's John Hughes' boys for me.
Okay, back to tomorrow. A couple of rearranged matches in the Premiership on the plastic at Hamilton. Motherwell are the visitors, Dave.
I can see that one being a Desmond Tutu.
Okay, and at Tynecastle, Hearts against Partick. And interesting, of course, Partick in their build-up to the Aberdeen game on Tuesday. Pretty heavy. There's St Johnson away on Wednesday night. They've not got the biggest squad in the world, and a very hard game at Tynecastle tomorrow.
Well, that's what you're hoping, that it's a tough physical encounter. And if it is that, Hearts have got too much for Partick Thistle. But if it's down to pure football, Thistle have got a great chance of getting at least a point here.
Well, Peterhead there at home to Albion Rovers tomorrow. Here's Blue Toon boss Jim McAnally.
Oh, of course it's tough. I mean, we've already lost there in a game that we thought was going to peter out to be a draw. We were caught with a short pass back in the last minute, and Albion Rovers scored. So we know that we're getting down there on Saturday. I've already touched on the fact that the pitch is in a pretty poor condition. It's a tight pitch, so we're going to have to get in there and fight. As I say every week anyway, you need to win your battles, and then you need to hope that wee bit of quality that you've got in your team can get you a goal. And we know that if we stand up and we take everything they've got to give us, then we've got a good chance of winning still.
Peterhead away to Albion Rovers, I think I said at home in the intro there. And Andrew, Highland League weather looking a bit better this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of games called off midweek because of waterlogged pitches, understandably, after the snowfall. But hopefully they'll go ahead tomorrow. The Breeden Aggregates Highland League Cup Round 2. Clach entertain Nairn County, and there's an absolute cracker on the cards at Fermartin, where Brora Rangers are the visitors. Fermartin, of course, won the league game up at Brora 2-0 earlier on this season. In the P&J Highland League, it's Bucky Thistle against Inverurie Locos. Second place Cove Rangers, they can close the gap on the leaders. They're 6 points behind Brora, but with two games in hand. Cove are at home to Wick Academy, that game being played at Harlow Park in Inverurie. It's Fort William against Lossiemouth, Huntley against Fraserburgh, Forest Mechanics travelling to Keith, Strathbay Thistle playing Devon Vale, and I'm pretty sure there'll be goals at the Hawks when Turriff United play Rothes. Rothes have conceded 135 in 25 league games this season, including a 9-0 drubbing at home from Turriff. So I'm sure the boys from the Hawks will be looking to get a decent return tomorrow.
I would have thought so, yes. In the juniors, it's a mixed bag tomorrow. The GA Engineering Interregional Trophy third round, Bridge of Dawn Thistle are at home to Downfield. Paul Ross United at home to Lochie United, and Stonehaven hosts Broughty Athletic. Devon side, they're the only north side to have to travel. They're away to Genefield Swifts. In the McBookie.com Super League, Dufftown against FC Stonywood. Dice, Bankery St Tiernan. Cooter, they go to Ellen. Inverness City against Hermes, and Maud against Bank Sidhe. I should say that Dice Bankery game will be played at Crombie Park Cooter because Dice's pitch still waterlogged. First Division East, Aberdeen University at home to Newmarket United. Cruden Bay against Lewis United. First Division West, Bucky Rovers against Granton. Morrison Cup Group 1, Parkvale plays Sunnybank at Findon. The Archibald Cup Group A, Nairn St Ninian against New Elgin. Group B, Birkhead Thistle versus Fockabers. And in the Elginshire Cup, Islevale go to Spey Valley. We've just time to turn our attention down south, and Leicester looked to have slipped up, but then West Ham defeated Tottenham. Most years we would say Tottenham going to win, that's brilliant, but this year I think all the neutrals fancy Leicester. Who's going to win the English Premiership?
I haven't a clue who's going to win it. Everybody
that's
seems
a good
to,
answer.
Well, everybody seems to be chucking away the opportunities to go top. I mean, the three closest challengers all lost in midweek, and it would be a great achievement for Leicester if they can win it. And I think, as you say, all the neutrals would love to see that happen.
Dave?
Yeah, I totally agree with what Andrew says. I've got a sneaky feeling Spurs might just do it.
Come on, Leicester. That's it from the team on Friday Sport. Have a great sporting weekend.